Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
From the Jethro's Barbecue Studio with amazing slow-smoked wings and world-famous baby back ribs. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO.
For 75 years, CMIC has been doing the right thing for its customers, employees, and the community. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
All right, hour number two. Welcome back. Miller and Condon are on Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3. KXNO, we take you until noon. Dave Sproul on Iowa State still to come. And then four of you will have an opportunity to win some barbecue from our friends at Claxon's. Claxon's, 3131 8th Street Southwest in Altoona. Off to Vegas we shall go. You know, there won't be, it's not too far down the road that you won't have to go to Vegas to experience the thrill of Circa.
Right.
You can, as many Iowans do, and this guy would know as well as anybody since he grew up here on the border of Illinois and Iowa, and into the northern suburbs of Chicago, and there will be a brand new Circa Sportsbook in the, in the years to come. Let's find out more. Mike Palm from Circa Sports joins us. Mike, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you, Mike Palm?
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Trent. Just terrific weather. It's finally starting to warm up a little bit here. We should have our first 100-degree day on Sunday. So, and then it'll be 100 for 3 or 4 days. But it's been kind of unseasonably cool and windy for the past few weeks.
So do you enjoy it? I mean, growing up here as you did, are you now used to 110 in July? You never get used to that, do you?
Yeah, the first summer was brutal. 2005, I got here at the end of March. I had a tough time getting through it, 112, 115, you know, late July into August. And unfortunately, I was working the graveyard shift at the MGM. But, you know, I'd get up, I went in at 2, so I'd get up at midnight, you know, and you get up at midnight, it's 108. It took a little getting used to, but you learn to deal with it after a couple summers. And I miss the seasons, though.
Yeah.
You know, the spring and the fall here are really nice, but they last 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, as we mentioned at the top when we were getting ready for you to come on, you guys made a big announcement that Circa will be coming to Illinois, and soon residents of Illinois will be able to participate with the Circa app and an actual property, bricks and mortar as well. Mike, you know as well as anybody how many people from the state of Iowa like to go over and spend a weekend in Illinois, or, you know, go to a Bears game, go to a Cubs game. The Magnificent Mile is such a great city, and Circa is going to have a presence in one of the northern suburbs. Tell us kind of some of the details when you guys will be up and ready. I know it's going to be a temporary facility to begin with, but huge plans.
Yeah, Full House Resorts is opening the American Place in Waukegan, Illinois, and we are partnering with them, Circa Sports, to be their sports book solution. So we will have a brick and mortar sports book as well as obviously the mobile solution on your phone to bet. Now, they will be in a temporary facility for around two and a half years. It's a big tent. We will still have a book there, three or four writer stations and a half a dozen kiosks or so. While they're building the permanent facility, they're hoping to open that the temporary one in October. Dan Lee, their CEO, said that's their target date is to open in October. And then, you know, we're probably 3 years down the line to the permanent facility, which will include 20 high-end suites as well, sort of a small hotel there. And it's our intention to try to replicate what we've built in Las Vegas in terms of that magnificent sports book.
Bigger than Nevada? Or you can't make it bigger than the one in Nevada. What's the plans?
Yeah, there's some space we're working with. Obviously not three stories.
Yeah. Right.
So working with, you know, two, maybe if you go down under the ground where the writer station will be sub the street level. But we're in the design phases of that right now. But we're really excited to be in Illinois and in the Chicago land market. As you said, I grew up in Dubuque. We'd go to Chicago every year, you know, and we'd go to two trips, see the Cubs play somebody in Chicago, sometimes the Dodgers. And then every year we'd go to St. Louis when the Cubs were in St. Louis as well, because we love St. Louis. It's just a great place for kids. And we had my dad worked for St. Regis Paper Company, and they had a partnership with Busch because they made the crates, you know, the cartons with the 12 packs would come in and all that. So we'd get seats eight rows behind home plate at Busch Stadium. Go down for the weekend, see it comes a four-game series. So, yeah, really exciting. For myself and for Derek to be in Illinois and Chicago.
Well, you guys have been a little busy because not only did you have this announcement this week, of course, next week you have the announcement of the guarantee and what Circa Millions and Circa Survivor are going to look at. So what can you tell our radio audience, Mike, as we get ready, preparing, and people making a trip, hopefully with us, that August 12th and 13th weekend? But if any time this summer they're heading to Circa and want to sign up for one of the two contests, how they're going to be about it, and as we get ready for that launch next week.
Yeah, on Tuesday morning, Derek and I are going to go on Follow the Money with Mitch and Paul on VSiN, the third hour of their show, which is 6 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 9 a.m. your time. And we'll announce what the guarantees are on each contest and, you know, any of the rules, quirky rules. For the millions, how deep are we going to go? Obviously, we went 50 places last year. We want to go deeper this year. How are we going to handle the quarters? The booby prize worked out well for the season and for the quarters. What do we do with any excess money if we go over the guarantee? And then Survivor, you know, what's the guarantee? Is there going to be a $1 million bonus? How are you going to get to 20 weeks again or the 20 picks, Thanksgiving? Interesting how they did Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, the majority of games on Christmas Eve Saturday, three games on Christmas Day, and a game on Monday night, the 26th. So looks like we're going to use that four-game block at Christmas, or the three games plus the Monday night game. So a little bit more than the 3-3 that we had last year. And then the bonus and how the bonus would work. So all that comes out Tuesday morning, starting at noon Pacific on Tuesday. We'll be able to take entries into the contest at any of our Nevada locations.
So we get asked a lot, Mike, and maybe you can spend a couple of minutes on this. Is Iowa residents actually have to go to Vegas to be able to participate? You have to go once. And when you're there, you find a proxy service that puts your bets in or your plays in for you. So I know that when we're out there on that weekend, Trent mentioned the 12th and the 13th, there'll be you guys will have proxies available. How do you find the right proxy? How would you hunt for, you know, someone that obviously you're going to trust? What does it cost, etc.? Help us out with that part of it, Mike.
So there's about a half dozen main ones, and there's a few others that do a handful of clients, but you know, you can go online and search for it, read the reviews. You know, it's a very personal relationship with your proxy. The prices vary a little bit depending on how many entries you get. Are you going to be in both the Survivor or in the Millions, or just one or the other? Generally, it starts out around $300, and if you do multiple entries, it goes up usually by increments of 50. That's for the whole season. Survivor might be a little less. There's some that charge cheaper. They're around 200. But you can talk to people. You can go online. They have websites. It's a real professional organization. So, yeah, because of the Wire Act, you have to come to Nevada. Everything has to be done in Nevada. So the majority of the entries are from outside the state of Nevada, so they use the proxies. Sign up with a proxy, and then, you know, they'll have a deadline. They're going to say, look, the picks need to be in by, say, last year, 3 p.m. Saturday afternoon Pacific. I need your picks by 10 a.m. Saturday, because they have to put everybody's picks in. And they come, and they most of them do them on the kiosks in one of the sports books here. But, you get to know them, and it's, you know, 80% of the entries have a proxy. Even people that live in Vegas will take a proxy, because at some point during those 5 months, they're probably going to be out of town. Mm-hmm. Or it's also good just to have somebody, hey, reminding you on Friday night, I need your picks, right?
Yeah, even, yeah.
We saw this first year in Survivor. I mean, a guy was 12 weeks in and forgot to put his pick in, you know, and got eliminated when we were down to like under 100 people. I mean, it's amazing the stories of how people either are late, you know, it's a hard deadline. The computer shuts off. There's nothing we can do if you don't get it in, or for some reason they were out of the state and they weren't able to get it in. So the proxies are very vital to the whole process.
Let's get into what we're seeing right now in the NBA playoffs. It feels like we come in every day and the odds are shifting to who's going to win the West, who's going to win of course, the championship in the NBA. It's been fun and really fun to keep an eye on these future markets and how much you guys have been adapting and changing seemingly every single day.
And the West seems to go back and forth. At one point, Golden State was like a $1.60 favorite to win the West when Phoenix was 2-2 and they were about to be 3-1. Now it's kind of bouncing back and forth, almost a pick 'em now with Phoenix getting drubbed last night in Dallas. And then Golden State looking terrible in Memphis the other night. And then the East, you know, that series with Boston and Milwaukee is about as good as it gets. The only one, really, where the road teams have been able to be successful in Milwaukee with the big rally the other night. Can they finish him off tonight? You know, my partner Amal Shaw was on the Bucks. He's sitting in a pretty good spot now where they're favored to win the East, even though we know Miami is waiting in the wings in the one seed with home court advantage.
I'll get to the NHL in a second. With the NFL and the schedule release, how much does that reignite the NFL bettors' passions to start looking at some futures? Now that when they know who they were going to play, now the folks, we know where the games fall on any particular weekend. Do you see an uptick in NFL business when that schedule comes out? I mean, were you guys busy last night and anticipate that'll be the case this weekend?
It'll be busy all weekend because people want to look at the schedule, especially with time zones. The teams have to make long trips. Our team's on the road for three straight weeks. All that stuff plays into your, you know, over-under, your win totals, and it will really ignite now. There'll be more action now from this point on. Let's just say we've been taking it for, you know, win totals for 6 weeks. In the next 6 weeks, we will write probably three times what we did already once the schedule gets released. So many people will not make a futures bet until they see that schedule.
Saw the opening line after the Blues eliminated my Wild last night. -400 on the Avalanche. You can get the Blues better than 3-1 right now to win that series. I know the Lanch are looking great, but that one was an eye-opener to me this morning.
Yeah, I'm going to have Jeff Davis on my show here in about an hour and 45 minutes to open up. And he's a sportsbook manager, one of the risk managers at Circa. Used to run the book at Caesars. And he's our hockey guy. He does all our hockey numbers. He was, I think, the first one that I saw put the number out, even before the Westgate here in town, $4 on Colorado.
Wow.
I think it's a little steep. Other people said it's too short. can Bennington get hot again? I mean, he takes him to a cup. He takes the last place team, joins in January, takes him to a cup, and then loses 9 straight playoff starts. He hadn't won since Game 7. Against the Boston Bruins in 2019. They insert him down 2-1 here, and he wins 3 straight starts. You have to, if you're a Wild fan, what might have been here with... I mean, Cam Talbot had a terrific season.
Yeah.
He won 32 games for the Wild, and he comes in a last-ditch effort there. I know you trade for Fleury because of his playoff experience, but, boy, it's tough for Talbot to have only gotten 1 start in that series. Colorado looked great, but Nationals on their third-straight goaltender. I think the price is heavy. I will look at the Blues here in a games price, not to win the series, but I'll look at trying to find a price at Blues plus either 1.5 or 2.5 games and see if it's a price that I like.
We know that the Maple Leafs have struggled mightily in series clinching opportunities. I think they've lost 9 in a row, Mike. Tampa Bay's the 2-time defending champs. Boy, Game 7 in Toronto. Can you imagine the Maple Leafs fan base if this one doesn't go their way? My gosh.
There's been nothing between these two teams. They rally from 2-0 down. They get the lead last night. It looked like that was their chance to put them away. 18-0 now, Tampa Bay, following a loss in the playoffs the last three playoffs. I mean, and you got to beat the champ, right? They're the 2-time champ. I think Toronto's more talented. I think it'll be a 1-goal game again in Game 7. I mean, it's been a terrific series. It's been, to me, best series in the Dallas and Calgary have been heads and shoulders above every other series in terms of being competitive, entertaining, and the kind of hockey you want to see.
Have you guys seen much at all on the USFL? I know TV numbers see that. Has there been any kind of uptick in betting handle for the USFL?
No. Nobody's interested in it.
Nope.
Nobody asks for it on TV.
Really?
Nothing. Not even at the bars. If there's like this standalone Friday game, they might be on tonight. But mostly people will want to watch a random baseball game. you know, they tried the first couple weeks, but the quarterback play so bad.
It's awful.
It's just, it's really hard to watch. I saw Jeff Fisher try. The field goal kicker is 1 for 8, and he tried a field goal to win the game. The little fat kid comes out, and they put it on the TV. Hasn't made a game-winning kick since 8th grade. I mean, it's a, it's almost comical. It's so bad they changed the rules last week, so now the clock runs on an incomplete pass.
Oh, my gosh. You get it over with. Nobody wants to watch. Hey, last thing from me, Mike. The sportsbook operators around the country breathing a huge sigh of relief that seemingly the Cincinnati Reds I mean, they're not good by any means, but they're not like a free square like they were for the month of April. Reds are starting to get a pulse, Mike Palm.
Well, they're getting a pulse. They did beat Milwaukee 2 out of 3, and now they get to keep their momentum going against Pittsburgh. They're up to 8-24. Hey, 25% of their games, they're playing 250 ball. But, you know, Luis Castillo comes back here. And the question for them is, can they score some runs? Molly's going to be better than he's been. But how can that lineup generate runs? And at the end of the day, they're not going to do anything. But we don't have to worry about people being unafraid to come in and lay 240, 250 every night and just go to the window after the game. Mm-hmm.
Mike Palm, Circus Sports. Circus Sports, you can download and wager in the state of Iowa, coming to the state of Illinois, maybe as soon as next October or this October?
No, we'll be in this October.
Awesome. Good stuff. October 2022, the temporary. Mike Palm, thank you, Mike. Talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah, you do the same. Mike Palm, Circa Sports, as we catch up with our friends at Circa. Good stuff. That's going to be a palace for folks mm-hmm. that love to go to Chicago. It's a great big city.
I know you're salivating.
Oh, I love Chicago. Mm-hmm. Love Chicago. One of my favorite cities in the country. Might be my favorite city. In the country.
Trying to remember the last time I was in Chicago.
Probably with me.
Yeah, probably for Big Ten Media Day.
Big Ten Media Days.
2019.
Was it that long ago, Trent?
It was.
Oh, boy. Anyways, we'll come back with our friend Dave Sproul from 1430 KASI. But right now, it's time for another $1,000 home run. Enter this nationwide keyword at KXNO.com. The keyword for the 11 o'clock hour is
grand.
Grand. The keyword grand. KXNO.com. You'll see the pop-up box at KXNO.com. Once you get there, enter the keyword grand. Your chance to win a grand. We will talk with Dave Sproul. Four of you will get a chance to play for Claxon's Barbecue again. You can only play once a month, regardless if you win or not. Once a month, get some new blood into this contest. Circus Sports, appreciate them coming on. But Dave Sproul is next. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem?
Yo, and podcasts you'll love.
The Grumpy Goat Tavern provides a rustic, comfortable atmosphere with reclaimed barnwood, sleek modern finishes, and a one-of-a-kind environment that you have to see to believe. Featuring a fresh menu, friendly neighborhood service, 50 tap beers, and sports. The Grumpy Goat Tavern is the place to be for any occasion. Catch all of the games all summer long at the Grumpy Goat Tavern with two locations in West Des Moines and one on First Street in Ankeny. Grumpy Goat is more than just a restaurant. It's local, it's for you, it's your tavern.
Des Moines homeowners have two questions. What's the best time to rent out my home, and what's the best way to do it? The best time is when you're moving, relocating, combining households, inheriting a house, or you just don't want to pay a mortgage anymore. The best way to rent? Hire Renter's Warehouse. Whether you have one home or a property portfolio, Renter's Warehouse does the work so you don't have to. They perfectly price your property so you don't have to. They find great tenants in just 17 days on average, so you don't have to. And for a small flat monthly fee, their professional landlords manage your property 24/7 so you don't have to. Collect the rent? You don't have to. Maintenance, inspections, and tax paperwork? You don't have to. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Find out what your home will rent for by calling 515-528-4429 or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse Des Moines. You can't buy happiness.
Condon. Welcome back. 11:30, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Let's talk to our friend Dave Sproul. He covers Iowa State for 1430 on the AM dial. That's KSI, the home of Cyclone Sports in Story County. Hello, Dave Sproul. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you, fellas?
Doing pretty well. Kind of a quiet time in Ames, right? Which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, we've had some busy weeks that Iowa State fans probably didn't enjoy very much earlier in the season. So, yeah, we'll take a nice quiet week around here. That's okay.
Absolutely. Guessing that they're collectively happy that it was Gary Barta who put his foot in his mouth and not Jamie Pollard with the latest. So let's go down this path with you. It seems as though the Power 5 or the Power 6, whatever it ends up being, are going to do away with divisions in football, right? And I'm assuming basketball as well. But this is a football conversation. And seemingly the concept that most people want is to have three locked-in rivals. Once we get, you know, Texas and Oklahoma leave, and Cincinnati and BYU and Central Florida and Houston are part of it, who do you think Iowa State fans would like to see as their three, quote, traditional rivals on a yearly basis? Who would they like to play?
Well, I think Kansas State comes to the top of the list. It's turned into a great rivalry.
It has, yep.
Even when Kansas State was winning a lot of games in that series with Bill Snyder as the head coach, they were always pretty much good, exciting, you know, fun games to watch, and more often than not, heartbreakers for Iowa State. But now that's been it's been a little more balanced in recent years, and it's been fun to watch, and there's plenty of, bad blood you can kind of gin up and have some fun with that. And that's, I think, proximity-wise, the second closest, Kansas will probably, be the closest Big 12 rival, and that's another good candidate. In fact, I part of me kind of wants to see Iowa State, Kansas State, and Oklahoma State play each other every year, because those are going to be the remaining members of the original Big 8,
right,
if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that are still in the Big 12. That's probably not very practical, because I think schools like BYU and West Virginia need some travel partners so they don't have to cover great distances every single year. And I think BYU's closest opponent would be Kansas and Iowa State. And West Virginia, I believe, is the closest rivalry for them would be Ames as well. So We'll see how it all plays out. But those traditional Big 8 rivalries, I'm sure, would keep fans interesting. I'm sure they're going to look forward to, you know, seeing some of those newcomers in the Big 12. I don't know about every year, but the fact that you could work out a schedule arrangement that allows fans to see, you know, every school every other year going to come to Jack Trice Stadium, I can't think of a much more fan-friendly kind of schedule than that.
Central Florida, they going to come up with a trophy if they happen to? Because they got to get thrown in somewhere, right? UCF's got to have somebody.
Yeah,
and
right.
Obviously, the two other teams in the East would make a lot of sense with West Virginia and Cincinnati, but there's got to be something else, and there's going to be something goofy here, and you know what that's going to lead to, Dave? A whole lot of hand-wringing, a lot of people yelling. How could this possibly be? The new Big 12, they hate us too.
Well, of course. There's always going to be that from every fan base. You know, they're going to find some sort of injustice, I'm sure, because that's just the way that sports works. But I think over time, you know, we get used to these things. A lot of traditional rivals have gone by the wayside. Mm-hmm. I would say I've seen plenty of those, and most of it will be, you know, Nebraska and Missouri and schools like that. But that Kansas State kind of rivalry has really jumped up and taken that place of prominence in a lot of ways. And we've seen some really fun games with TCU and some of the newer schools. I'm sure will forge some rivalries there. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they balance the travel and traditional rivalries and all that will go into the scheduling.
If you had to pick one of the newbies and they had to become one of your three for the next, say, 10 years, you would think you would want not the free square, but the most probable school to lead you to victory.
Who's that?
That's what I'm just asking. Who would that be? I mean, Central Florida's Florida, which I guess you could want me for recruiting. Yeah, that would make sense. Cincinnati was in the playoff. Mm-hmm. Houston's Houston. And, oh, by the way, BYU's always good. I got to say that Bowlesby did a hell of a job when it comes to football. And I think you're pretty good basketball, too. But who would you want, Dave? Florida because of the Central Florida because of the, quote, Florida recruiting possibilities?
Yeah, I guess that it all depends on your perspective. From a recruiting perspective, certainly going to Central Florida every other year would certainly help. Going to, you know, Orlando every other year would probably help your Florida recruiting, although that's already pretty much a good drawing point for Iowa State recruiting-wise. A lot of places, because Florida's got a lot of great athletes in it. Cincinnati will be interesting, because I think as long as Luke Fickell is there, they're going to be a contender for a playoff spot in the conference championship. And if you're the type of guy who, you know, as Matt Campbell kind of presents himself to be, who wants the toughest challenge and wants to take on the best teams year after year, then maybe you can embrace that that challenge. I think BYU certainly is interesting. I'm not sure. I mean, BYU is such an interesting case because they've fielded national championship caliber teams. They've had a Heisman Trophy winner in their past, and they do put a good product on the field year after year. But adjusting to, you know, a high-level conference play, I think this is going to be something very new for BYU, having been independent for so long, and they were in the WAC, or, you know, they were not a Power 5 program prior to coming to the Big 12. So it's going to be interesting how they make that adjustment, and if they can compete, kind of being a lone outpost in the West there, and where they're going to draw from, and what kind of talent they can attract. So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting possibilities there, and it all kind of depends on your perspective, whether you want the recruiting or the competition level, or if you just want an easy W.
Where would stadium-wise, BYU is always packed, it seems, but Nippert Stadium's old. And for that reason, I think I would like to go see a game there. And it's not very big, is it?
It's 30,000.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Jesus. Would that be your destination? You have to follow
Cincinnati?
The side
close. God, no. It's anywhere not, but.
You don't like Cincinnati? It's okay.
Skyline Chili?
No, it's overrated.
No.
Overrated. But maybe it's a weekend where the Bengals play your Bears the following day.
I'll go to Orlando. I'll go to Florida in October or November.
Right.
Have fun in Cincinnati. Enjoy yourself.
I like
up there.
The stadium, but you're probably right. How about you, Dave? Yeah, you're right, Condon. You're right.
Yeah, I agree with you in that. I'm partial towards the classic stadium, your Wrigley Field. I shouldn't say this out loud in Cyclone Country, but I really do enjoy going to Kinnick Stadium because of all the history there.
Right.
And so Nippert Stadium would certainly be an interesting destination, but I think I'm going to lean towards BYU because you got that stadium nestled in the mountains.
Backdrop,
look
yes.
Up, look over, yeah, look at that backdrop, little mountain, the Rocky Mountains rising in the background. I mean, that's catnip for us who enjoy his little scenery along with our football.
Well, there is some Cyclone athletics happening right now, and it is the Iowa State softball team who is in the semifinals of the Big 12. Now, they get number one Oklahoma, number one team in the country. It is a tall, tall hill to climb, but for years, Iowa State softball was brutal. They have been good the last couple of years. It feels like, and certainly in the Big 12, which is a very good conference, a program that is built very well under Jamie Pinkerton.
Yeah, I think Pinkerton is the guy who's made a lot of difference. He had a winning track record coming into Iowa State and really has built on that. And he's recruited very well at that level based on, I got to admit, I'm not much of a college softball expert by any means. But you can certainly tell the level of play, the level of athlete has improved in the time that Coach Pinkerton has been here. And he's a fun guy to talk to. I can attest to that. We interview him about once a year on one of our local shows here, and he's always an interesting guest to talk about his team and the game. And it's a fun game to watch, too. I don't know how many people have really taken the time to seek it out, but the fact that they move around the infield, in and off the field so much, there's no pickoff throws because there's no leadoffs, there's not a lot of wasted time like you see in baseball, and there's also a lot of spirit to the games. It's not unusual to hear both sides, both dugouts chanting, whatever they like to chant out during the course of the game. And it's such a spirited game and a lot of fun to watch. And I think if you sit down and games typically take an hour and a half. It's not really a big time investment. If you sit down and watch these high level athletes and teams like, Oklahoma that have great programs and great athletes in their own right, you see the way that game is played, I think you get hooked pretty quickly.
Interesting. And they're trash-talking each other? They're just doing
shit? I don't think it's trash-talk. I think it's just chants and encouragements and, team spirit kind of thing.
Gotcha. Let's talk about your Twins. This is a big weekend for your guys' squad here. Twins, Guardians. Trent found an analytic earlier this week that blew me away that the team that's most likely to win the Central, not Chicago, it's not Minnesota, who leads the way and has essentially since the first week. It's Cleveland. They're playing well. They took 3 out of 4 from the Jays, went into Chicago. Both the White Sox and the Guardians begin the weekend 2 games behind the Twins. This feels like a early May kind of a fun series to watch this weekend, Dave Sproul.
Yeah, it's really interesting just to hear that Cleveland analytically might have the best chance of winning the Central. You would think the White Sox would probably be up there, but Cleveland, despite dumping some talent last after last season, in recent years, they've done a pretty good job with their farm system, and so they're still producing some talent there. So this is probably a bigger series than I would have anticipated going into the month, even after the Astros poured some cold water on the hot Twins there. Twins had a soft schedule going into that Houston series. They've got a pretty soft schedule coming out of the Cleveland series, too. And so that just makes it that much more important because you got a division rival, a team that looks to be a contender there. Then you got to go out to Oakland. You come back to the Midwest, take on Kansas City, Detroit, Kansas City and Detroit in various iterations coming up before you go to Toronto in early June. So there's a chance for the Twins to really make some hay with that schedule. But when you're talking about going head-to-head with another division contender, those games take on that much more importance.
Vikings schedule comes out. Did you get to 8-9 or 9-8?
I'm leaning more towards 9-8, but okay. You really could go either way here because it's really hard to judge. Like I look at the Eagles or the Bears or even the Lions. The Lions outplayed the Vikings for most of the time. The Vikings survived one game and lost another. I think the Lions are actually probably going to be a better team than they were last year, and considering how Minnesota struggled with them last year, that's kind of a scary proposition. And you really don't know. I mean, the Colts and the Jets are probably not going to be that great. I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of unrest with the Cardinals, it seems, and the quarterback situation there. So who knows what they're going to be like coming into to Minneapolis. It's so hard to judge at this point because there's so many changes in personnel across the league and a lot of those opponents on the Vikings schedule. What I do find interesting, though, is there's so many more, it seems, former Cyclones coming to play against the Vikings with the Jets. Breece Hall, of course, is going to be coming to town. They got a preseason matchup with the 49ers featuring Mr. Irrelevant himself, Brock Purdy. You got Alan Lazard, the Packers, coming to town. You got the Bears coming to town, of course. They got David Montgomery and Chase Allen's trying to make his way onto that team as well. So I don't know. Maybe Iowa State fans can follow the Vikings in so much as, you know, the Kane Wongu factor for the Vikings as well. But also for some of these opponents that the Vikings have on the schedule, you might see some former Cyclones on the field going against them.
Fair point. Now, Klein got cut by Buffalo, did he not? I think he was released, I think. But he's had a heck of a career. He made a lot of money playing in the NFL. Great stuff. Dave Sproul, thank you, Dave. We will talk with you next week. Thanks, Dave.
My pleasure, guys.
Good to talk to you. Dave Sproul, KSI, 1430 on the AM dial for Dave Sproul and company. Of course, that's where Iowa State plays in Story County. Well, it's time for Klaxons. Mm-hmm. Let me unbusy the phone lines.
All right.
First four callers right now will give you an opportunity to win some barbecue from our friends at Klaxons, 515-284-5966. If you haven't participated in this weekly contest in the last month, you are eligible to play. We'll give you four games. You give us four answers. If you get the most right, you get a $35 gift certificate from Klaxons. The runner-up gets $25. First four callers at 515-284-5966. Klaxons Barbecue giveaway next. If you're getting a ring, stay there. That means you're in. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3.
Motors, let's ride.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book. Right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit CircaSports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Pro Drive in Altoona.
Trent Condon here for the Grumpy Goat Tavern. Sometimes after arguing with Ken on the radio show, I just need a beer. Or after a long night of calling a game, I just need a beer. Well, my favorite place to stop is the Grumpy Goat Tavern, with two locations in West Des Moines and First Street in Ankeny, where I can stop and grab that cold one. And they have over 50 beers on tap. Of course, my favorite's the domestics, but if you're more adventurous, they have you covered. And it's not just drinks. The Grumpy Goat Tavern takes bar food to a new level. I'll see you next time at the Grumpy Goat Tavern.
Noon, Miller and Condon. Final few minutes here of our week. Murph and Andy coming up at 1, the Fanatics at 3, Emery plus one tonight. Emery Songer at 6 o'clock. Of course, the Morning Rush tomorrow morning gets a local programming, the only local programming on Saturday, off and underway at 8 o'clock. Time for Klaxon's giveaway. We'll give you four games. You give us four answers. If you get the most right, you'll get a $35 gift certificate from Klaxon's Barbecue in Altoona. 3131 8th Street Southwest in Altoona. They've been serving barbecue there. Andy and his team for 25 years. Online, you can see the menu, the hours, etc. KlaxonBBQ.com, KlaxonBBQ.com. Joe, Derek, Heath, and Ross in that order, and away we go. Hello, Joe, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Joe, tonight, Milwaukee is a point-and-a-half favorite over Boston.
Ooh, I like Boston.
All right. On Sunday, Phoenix is giving 6.5 to Dallas in a Game 7.
I like Dallas.
Dallas in the points. Game 7 tomorrow night on ice. North of the border, the Maple Leafs host the two-time defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning.
I'll take the Lightning.
Will the Cleveland Guardians or Minnesota Twins win their game tonight? Cleveland versus Minnesota in Minneapolis.
Go Cleveland.
Here's the tiebreaker, Joe. Total points in tomorrow's Barnstormer game. Bismarck versus the Stormer. Total points, closest without going over.
52.
Thank you, Joe. You have a good weekend. Appreciate it. Derek is next. Derek, how's your week?
I'm fantastic. Finding mushrooms by the bucket full. How we doing?
Good.
I love the show, fellas.
Well, thank you, buddy. So if you win the barbecue, you're going to put the mushrooms as a side dish? How will you go about that, Derek?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to go get me some barbecue, and we'll fry them mushrooms up all day long.
Attaboy. All right, let's do this. Milwaukee's a point-and-a-half favorite over Boston.
Give me the Bucks.
The Phoenix is 6.5 over Dallas.
That's my team. They're going to roll the Mavericks.
All right. Tampa Bay or Toronto tomorrow?
Well, I've been listening to you all morning. I'm going Tampa Bay.
All right. Cleveland or the Twins tonight?
Well, I've been listening to Condit, and I know the Twins are a little struggling, but I'm going Twins.
All right.
There you go.
Tiebreaker, Derek. Bismarck versus the Barnstormer. Total points closest without going over. Take your socks off. 83.
Good.
Derek, you have a good weekend. Good to hear from you.
You too.
Thank you, bud. Heath is with us. Hello, Heath. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Milwaukee's a point-and-a-half favorite over Boston in Game 6 tonight.
Milwaukee.
Phoenix, Game 7 on Sunday, a 6.5-point favorite over Dallas.
Dallas.
Tampa Bay or Toronto, Game 7 tomorrow on ice.
Tampa Bay.
Cleveland or the Twins tonight at Target Field?
Cleveland.
Tiebreaker, Bismarck versus the Barnstormers. Total points. Closest without going over.
62.
Heath, have a good weekend.
Yep, you too.
Thank you. And Ross will be our final contestant on Klaxons. Hello, Ross.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing fine, thank you. Milwaukee's a point-and-a-half favorite over Boston.
Milwaukee.
Phoenix gives 6.5 to the Mavericks on Sunday.
Mavericks.
Lightning or Maple Leafs tomorrow night?
Maple Leafs.
Cleveland or the Twins tonight?
Twins.
Bismarck, Iowa Barnstormers. Tiebreaker. Total points. Closest without going over.
83.
Thank you, Ross. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate Klaxon's Barbecue, 3131 8th Street Southwest in Altoona. Consensus?
Means we are taking the Phoenix Suns this weekend.
Uh-oh.
We're laying the points.
Really?
Everybody took the Dallas Mavericks
Isn't
plus the
something?
Points.
So you go the other way. What are you doing in our circle play of the game? Do you have one game you like tonight? Two games? Anything?
I haven't dug into it yet.
All right.
That's
you don't have to give out a game if you don't like anything.
No.
Take the night off.
You know, when we got Klaxons, they don't really
That's
start
true.
Digging in until later in the afternoon. That's a little Friday after work, we start digging into things a little bit
So
deeper.
Where your picks are available online, where at again? Action Network?
Yeah, the Action Network. If you have their app, you can just search Tricon and it'll pop up there. You can follow along and make fun of me in bad weeks. This has been a good one, though. We're on the plus side for this week.
Good stuff. Well, I had another enjoyable week. Again, Murph and Andy, you're coming up at 1. The Fanatics at 3. Tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, pregame. Sean Roberts and company get you going at 8 o'clock. We're Miller and Condon weekdays, 10 to noon. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Have a great weekend.